Audio Learn's college-level courses presents neuroscience. Developed by experienced professors and professionally narrated for easy listening, this course is a great way to explore the subject of neuroscience. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical undergraduate course in neuroscience. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized chapters. There are quizzes and key takeaways following each chapter to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Here are the main topics we'll be covering: structure and basic functions of the nervous system, neurons and glial cells, neural development, neurotransmitters, motor nervous system, sensory nervous system, autonomic nervous system, cranial nerves, special senses, memory in the brain, the neuroscience of emotions, cognitive processes and the association cortices, sleep and wakefulness, and language and meaning. We will conclude the course with a 200-question practice test. Also included is a follow-along PDF manual containing the entire text of this audio course, as well as all images, figures, and charts we'll be discussing. To get the most out of this course, we recommend that you listen to the entire audio once while following along in your PDF manual, then go back and listen to areas you found challenging. Now, let's get started. The purpose of this course is to help the college-level student attain a thorough understanding of the field of neuroscience. Neuroscience as a discipline might seem new. However, researchers have studied aspects of neuroscience for at least a century scientifically, and have speculated on issues related to neuroscience since antiquity. Since the time of Hippocrates, philosophers have wondered about issues related to consciousness, emotions, and sleep, questions that have largely been answered through modern research in more recent times. In this course, we will talk about the nervous system in its entirety, starting with the anatomy of the nervous system and then talking about things like neural development, nerve cells and their function, neural pathways, and neurotransmitters. We will then break down the different parts of the nervous system to include the motor aspects, sensory aspects, and unconscious parts of the nervous system, such as the autonomic nervous system. Finally, we will talk about what is known about consciousness, sleep, emotions, and intelligence that have come out of sophisticated theories and research about how our amazing nervous systems work throughout our lives. Chapter 1 in the course opens the discussion of neuroscience with the basic anatomy of the nervous system as a whole. The central nervous system is the brain and spinal cord together, while the peripheral nervous system involves the nerves that travel throughout the rest of the body. There are superficial brain structures and deep brain structures covered in this chapter. The basic pathways of the spinal cord are also talked about in the chapter, as well as what peripheral nerves look like in the body. This will provide you with a foundation you will build on in the rest of the course. In Chapter 2, we go microscopic and talk about nerve cells and their supporting cells, called glial cells. As you will see, nerve cells have an unusual shape with a central cell body and several projections coming from them, called dendrites and axons. We will talk about how nerves interact with each other at synapses, and we'll talk about how electrical signals travel along the dendrites and axons. Finally, we will describe the blood-brain barrier, which separates the brain from the rest of the body. Chapter 3 in the course is all about the beginnings and development of the nervous system in humans. Humans begin as a one-celled organism, but within a few weeks, there is the development of a primitive nervous system that continues to develop at a rapid pace, even before birth. As you will see, there is advancement of the nervous system development throughout life, even as there isn't a great potential for new nerve cells to develop after birth. This leads to the concept of neuroplasticity, which is the potential for nerve pathways to be created or to change, and for pathways to either strengthen or dissipate over time, in order to keep the nervous system from being a static organ system throughout a person's life. The purpose of Chapter 4 is to cover all of the major neurotransmitters and neurotransmitter systems commonly used in the nervous system. Neurotransmitters are the chemical messengers of the nervous system and allow for postsynaptic nerve cells to be excited or inhibited in their response. In the chapter, we will talk about what makes a neurotransmitter excitatory versus inhibitory, and which ones tend to have what kinds of effects on mood, thinking, and behavior. In Chapter 5 of the course, we will isolate out the motor nervous system involving the parts of the brain and peripheral nervous system that generate movement.